Well done, Grant. Job done tonight.
Yeah, it was a good, I thought we started the game really, really well for probably 30, 35 minutes. And it was almost like a carbon copy of the first game where we set back a little bit. Luke's made a great save from the penalty. Whether it was a penalty, whether it wasn't, I mean, it's a 50-50 really. You can see that from my initial point of view, it looked like he touched it with his hands first before he brought Stead down, but from another angle I just seen there, was his momentum's brought him through and his foot's brought him through the back of him. So it's one of those you get, you know, sometimes you get away with it, sometimes you don't. But he's made a great save and we've got in 2-0. And I thought we just managed the game second half. I think we could have scored more on the break, but wasn't to be.
You started so well and so quickly. Was it just difficult to maintain that tempo for the whole of that first half?
I mean, I think the game we play, the pressing game, it's always going to be hard. I mean, it was a big ask for the boys tonight because there was a lot of pressure on them. A lot of pressure on us tonight to win the game. I think everyone expected us to win. And I think the boys dealt with it superbly. I wasn't really too worried on the sideline because I know how in good a form I'm a goalkeeper and my back four's in. And I always had a feeling in my head that we could hit them on the break and we possibly shoot it in the end.
Yeah, and it's another clean sheet as well, isn't it? Two on the bounce.
Yeah, good. It's building. The momentum's building. We don't get too high. We've got three league games to go before we play Chelsea. And we need to make sure we pick up as many points as we can to keep ourselves up there in the race for that.
Do you ban chat about Chelsea again now for a few games? Because, of course, you've got three massive league games to come first up.
I mean, the league is so important to us. You know, we've got a big game here against Gillingham on Boxing Day, and that's a big focus for us. We need to make sure that the players recover well for that. You know, we'll try and look after them for the next couple of days to get their energy back. And we go again on Boxing Day. So it's Chelsea's, I think it's the 7th of January. Like I say, we've got three games to come before that. And I just said to the players in there, you know, Gloves have told me that the only people that guaranteed to go to Chelsea is me, Gloves, and the coach driver. So the boys need to make sure they keep their performances up.
How's Taylor? Was he struggling with that hamstring?
Yeah, his hamstring tightened up after he scored, actually. I think he was feeling a wee bit fatigued before the game. He started the game great, but I think it was probably a good decision from us to take him off before he actually did something bad to it. So hopefully we can manage him over the next few days.
So him and Marcus, you'll have to assess, will you, before Boxing Day? A chance both could be involved?
I think Marcus will be definitely involved. Tails will assess over the next few days. So, yeah. Bodies are starting to come back now, which is good.
Your chairman will be patting you on the back. He's waited a long time for one of the real big Premier League ties. He's been here a decade and he's finally got that wish.
Yeah, I mean, since I've been here, we haven't really played one of the big teams in England. No disrespect to the teams we have played, but I mean, you know, one of the top four. And it'll be great. It's for the fans, really. That's what it's for, you know. They've waited a long time for it. Some of the players will probably never play there again. You know, one thing I do know, we ain't going to go there and lie down. We'll go there and play our normal game against them and, you know, we'll give it a good go.
You got some good minutes into Inman tonight and Adur as well came on and had a bit of an impact second half.
Yeah, Nathan come on. You know, I think Shaq just tired at the end. Tom Nichols tired a bit as well, to be fair. The amount of work they put in for us is unbelievable. And Nathan come on, give us a bit of energy. You know, probably lacking a little bit of match time. And if he had probably had a bit more, I'd have fancied to probably nick that one at the end because he's been doing well in the 23 games and it was good to get him on the pitch tonight.
I think that's 8 wins in 10 in all competitions. You go into Christmas in great health, don't you?
Yeah, it was important. You know, I think it's important that we try and keep ourselves up there right to the end of January. That's when you know you've got a serious chance. And like I say, no one's getting above themselves. The boys were quite calm after the game. There was no one bouncing about. They know how important the league is as well. So